Good afternoon and welcome to this week's podcast. After my 5 minutes of fame last week, I've been brought back down to earth, and rightly so. Hopefully you saw me on, it's not Newsroom Southeast, is it? I think that's what they used to call it back in the day. I'm turning into my dad. Do you know, my dad still calls Iceland B-Jams. He does. Only the older parents are going to know that. Yeah, Iceland. He still calls Iceland B-Jams, and he calls Wix Payless. Yeah, yeah. You know, none of these stores have been called those names for many, many years. But anyway, I hope you caught me on BBC News South East as well as on BBC Kent. It was lovely just to be able to sort of share our story, and those pictures of the children and the dogs and the animals were absolutely wonderful. So thank you to everybody who turned out on Friday for the colour run. It looked like you had so much fun, and it is certainly something we're going to do on a regular basis on the calendar, probably on an annual basis, because what a wonderful thing to be part of. Now, apparently the PTFO have got a whole load of paint they want to dump on me, so we'll make sure that we get the opportunity to dump loads of paint on me, and I'll let you know when that is happening, and I'm sure the pictures will be shared with you too. Now, the fireworks, it looks like it's happening. I've got to say a massive shout out to Ben and Kirsty. They have been absolute stars this week in supporting us in getting all of the correct paperwork in with the council. I think we're just waiting for the AOK. So Friday the 20th of October. Gates are going to open at 6:30. The display starts at 8. We're going to have lots of stuff going on, but we need helpers. If you can help, there's a letter going out. You need to let us know in school, please, as soon as possible. We need those helpers to be marshals, to help on stalls, to sell stuff. So please, if you can give any time, we'd really, really, really appreciate it, so we can have the most amazing fireworks display on Friday, the 20th of October. Monday is happy bags, so if you've got a load of old clothes and stuff you want to get rid of, bring them into the main entrance on Monday, and all of those old things will turn into pennies for us here at school. Don't forget, tomorrow is fun time Thursday. The children can come dressed in whatever they want. Everybody has cake. Everybody's going to have a slice of cake at break time. Mrs. Eve and the kitchen crew have created the most amazing looking cakes. I think I'll share a picture with you on the email. They look fab. So thank you to the kitchen crew for creating those. And I think they had to order 116 eggs or something to make these cakes. 116 eggs. And obviously we're doing sausage in a bun and chips, which obviously need to be ordered in advance via the Arbor app for lunch too. Right, many apologies about all of the mucking around on the Arbor app with parents. Even they've sorted it. They have sorted it. Like anything computer, one thing, do you remember the Millennium Bug? It was a bit like that, really. It was our very own Millennium Bug. For those who don't remember the Millennium Bug or are under 23 years old, basically in the Millennium, when we turned from 1999 to the year 2000, there was the fear that all of the computers would just stop and planes would fall out of the sky. Thankfully, it didn't happen and it wasn't really an issue, but they spent millions of pounds on something that wasn't there. But it's sorted, and you can now book all of your parents' evening slots, as even the virtual ones. Remember, parents' evening slots have to be booked via either the Arbor app, or you can go onto Google Chrome is preferred, and log into your Arbor account like that and book your parents' evening slot. Remember, it's Tuesday next week and Thursday next week. Tuesday next week until 5:00, you have the opportunity to book a virtual appointment. All of the other ones are in person in the school hall, where you'll be able to come in and have a look at all of the amazing work the children have been doing so far this term. Alongside that, there are no clubs next week apart from the after school paid wraparound club from after school till 4:30. There are no actual teacher run clubs next week because of parents' evening. Thank you for your understanding in advance. Now, Opal Our Opal project, I've spoken about it before, it's the outdoor play and learning project. Miss Fisk and Mrs. Ellerington are driving forward on this. They went to visit a school down in Kent last week who've really got it established and have come back full of ideas, literally full of it. And Mrs. Ellerington is on the, she's begging, has anybody got an old shed or know of somewhere where we can acquire a shed or an old playhouse? Because that would be absolutely amazing and it will just add to what we can offer the children at lunch. Alongside that, more fancy dress costumes, please. So if you've got old fancy dress costumes, you're going for a clear out, don't put the fancy dress costumes in the happy bags. We'll have them here. Do you know what? There's nothing better than watching everybody getting dressed up at lunchtime. You've got boys wearing these princess dresses and wearing high heels. You've got girls running around as superheroes. It's just incredible. Something to be seen. The sandpit is so popular. As I say, it's like the Mediterranean on Gravesend. We're also on the lookout for small characters. I know loads of people have donated those already, but we need more. The children love playing with the small characters, the figures, you know, the little Superman, Spider-Man, Iron Man type figures, Star Wars ones, anything like that. If you've got anything like that laying around your house, it's not being used, we will have it. So please bring it into reception and we'll get it outside as soon as possible for the children to be using during lunchtimes. School uniform. Now, could you please, and I plead with you, and I know I can't sew things in, I have to get my mother-in-law to do it for me, but please, could you write names into items? Honestly, the lost property pile is growing by the second. And please, 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 can you get everything labeled, even if you're just using a Sharpie and writing on the labels, or you can get those, you can get them on eBay or Amazon or online retailers. You can get ones printed. Do your shoes, your pants, your socks, all right? Everything needs to be labeled, because otherwise you're spending good money. Things aren't coming home, which is a wind up, because I've had it this week. My daughter lost her shoes, found them because my wife labelled them. That's good. That saved me £40 buying a new pair of shoes. But yeah, please, 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 could you just make sure stuff is labelled? Bags, lunch boxes, the amount of lunch boxes we've got. Those, you can get sticky labels. You can get sticky embossed labels with names, and they've got a good stick on them, and you can stick them on water bottles and lunch boxes and stuff like that. That'd be really, really, really useful. No Mrs. Nicholson this week, but she has asked me to ask you the following question. We want to know about your child's experience of Shears Green Junior School so far. So if you're in year three, it's the last few weeks, what has your experience been? If you're in year six, what has your experience been? And we'd love for children to record their experiences of Shears Green and for you to email them into us, headteacher@shearsgreen-jun.kent.sch.uk, and we'll share some with you next week. Don't forget the WhatsApp group, over 200 of you now. It's growing and growing and growing. I will try and post the podcast on the WhatsApp too from now on, because I'm told that that's quite useful. So WhatsApp group, don't forget to join that. I'll add the link again within the email to help you out too. Lastly, don't forget, next Friday is another non-uniform day, honestly. This one, though, is for the Christmas market. It's bring a bottle. Simple as that. Bring a bottle. I think it's for the old bottle tombola to happen at the Christmas market. So in return for that, you can wear your own uniform, your own clothes. Hopefully, you were told all about the superstar athlete Courtney Orange, who came to visit us yesterday morning. School was such an exciting place. The hall was alive with a buzz of all of the children taking part in the circuits he had set up. Now, what depressed me quite a lot was he was actually older than me. He was like a year older than me. He's 41. But you should have seen his arms. God, the definition in those arms, lot for me to do. There's a lot for me to do. I've got a year. So I'm going to get some dumbbells or something in my office and just going to work those arms. But thank you to everybody who raised money and did sponsorship, because a portion of it goes to the charity and a portion of it we get to spend here on sports equipment. Thank you to Mr. Gladish as well for his enthusiasm. He was worn out by lunchtime. Yeah, really worn out. And he couldn't believe his age too. Lastly, don't forget to check the new website. It is all up and running and working. It looks absolutely fabulous. We've got to make sure all of the pages are up to date. But yeah, take a good look around. Enjoy the rest of your week. And I look forward to seeing you soon. Bye.